USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Missouri's governor expressing his sadness and prayers after a duck boat that was carrying over 30 people capsized, killing at least 13 of them on a lake near Branson, Missouri last night. It happened during a storm. Governor Mike Parson tweeting this morning, he's praying for all those involved and all the first responders who are still assisting as searching for several people still missing continues in Table Rock Lake. This woman witnessed it all from the shoreline. She says that thunderstorm was brief but severe.
The storm rolled through, and after that it was kind of a scary calm.
The NFL announcing it's putting that new national anthem policy it announced in May on hold. The NFL and its players union saying they have to continue their dialogue so they can work through the anthem issue. This is USA Radio News.
A new survey by Michelin North America reveals 42% of teens in seven major U.S. cities are driving with unsafe tire tread and 40% with improper tire pressure. And according to the CDC, car crashes are still the number one killer of teens in the U.S. To address this serious issue and motivate teens to check their tires, Michelin, in partnership with the FIA, the governing body of motorsports, has launched the Street Tread Contest, offering teens a chance to win a limited edition sneaker created in collaboration with youth culture brand Vans. How it works? Teens must prove their street tread, share a photo showing that they know how to check a tire's tread depth using a penny, and or know how to check the tire pressure, and tag hashtag Street Tread Contest on Instagram, Snapchat, or Twitter. Visit beyondthedrivingtest.com/streettread to enter and learn more. And don't forget to check your tire pressure and tread depth at least once a month.
Word that President Trump has invited the Russian President Vladimir Putin to visit the White House this fall, taking the Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats by surprise. He gets the news while he's on stage at the Aspen Security Forum in Colorado. After moderator Andrea Mitchell reads him the breaking news tweet, Coats says,
"Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be special."
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell issuing a statement saying Putin will not be welcome on Capitol Hill. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign ministry is now launching a campaign to try to win freedom for a Russian woman accused of spying for the Kremlin. The U.S. Justice Department charging Maria Butina with illegally acting as an agent of the Russian government. A tweet from the foreign ministry yesterday urging supporters to add a photo of Butina to their Twitter avatar to show their support. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The commander of the U.S.-led campaign to defeat the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria holds a briefing on the progress in that conflict, and USA Radio's John Clemens has details.
Army General Joseph Votel, the commander of U.S. Central Command at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida, spoke during the video conference about the support of the Islamic Republic of Iran in the Syrian conflict.
Iran's continued malign presence and pursuit of their unilateral objectives threaten not only Syria, but Syria's neighbors and prolongs resolution of the conflict.
Iran continues to provide significant support for the Syrian government. For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
The 32-year-old grandson of mob boss John Gotti, now up on charges in New York City, cops arresting Carmine Gotti Agnello, accusing him of running an illegal vehicle scrapyard in Queens. He starred in the reality TV show Growing Up Gotti. He was released on his own recognizance after being arraigned yesterday. He's due back in court in September. And the former president of Paramount Television denying she made racially insensitive comments. Amy Powell, though, has been fired after a five-year run as president of Paramount TV. The chairman telling staffers in a memo Powell was terminated after worker complaints sparked an investigation. Powell strongly denies the claims and is reportedly considering legal action. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.